You know, we have that problem. So I wanted to say that first because we always forget it, but definitely the water, and especially, like I said, all natural hydroxide alkaline water, the one I use is Aqua OH, it'll set the day for them. And if they do that on a consistent basis, it'll eliminate most of the problems, because no matter what we do, the kids are going to sneak in sugar and candy somehow, which causes the acidity and the problems that the Aqua OH will eliminate for us.
So are you suggesting that not only the parents should be giving their children this, but the schools should be kind of adding this water alternative?
Well, the schools aren't going to do it because it costs money. And so I would definitely suggest it for them, but it's something the parents should do and let the kids make it. Because like I said, you have to pour 1 ounce of the Aqua OH into 31 ounces of water, you know, a typical quart, and let them put in some fruit that they like, let them put in a little stevia, which is the only artificial sugar that doesn't, you know, hype you up.
Can you spell that out?
Stevia, S-T-E-V-I-A.
Okay.
And once they make it, then they take ownership of it, and they'll really drink it.
Right.
So that's a big part of it, and it's something that's always forgotten when you go through what's good for children. Because you never see the children drinking water. You start seeing that with really in high school. But you don't see the kids drinking it. You see them drinking those sippy drinks, which are all sugar or artificial sweeteners. And that's the beginning of the problem for the children.
You want to say, jot this down?
If you give me your email afterwards, I could send you what's it called? A WAV file of our conversation.
Sounds good.
You owe me a dime. Because you won't have to take as many notes.
That's true. So we talked about the liquid aspect of it. What about healthy food options?
Yeah, well, that, of course, is, I'm sure, the main thing you wanted to talk about. So the important thing is, first of all, what they should not eat. And you want to keep them away from simple carbohydrates, sugary, you know, options. And you want to make sure they eat it. So one of the things you have to do is make sure it's colorful. So the way I've been taught, or I teach my patients and parents to do it, is, you know what a bento box is?
I do not.
It's B-E-N-T-O box. It's a box that's cut up into little sections, you know, like a plastic box that you could fit into a lunch box or take it separate. And then you put things in all the different sections, and you make sure you include a healthy protein, healthy fats, have color from the fruits and vegetables. And that's what you want to do, and keep away from the sugary, simple carbohydrate foods. So I'll give you some examples of that. First, let me give you some examples. I'll do it the easy way. You want them to be involved in the planning process. So you let them decide on what type of protein they would like. So it could be a nitrate-free lunch meat, boiled eggs, Greek yogurt, tuna, or chicken salad. You know, as natural as you can get. Let them choose their favorite fruits and vegetables like apple slices, carrot sticks, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, mandarin oranges, celery. And probably the most important part that we tend to forget is the healthy fats like hummus, guacamole, nuts, trail mix, nut butters like almond butter, cashew butter, or sunflower butter. and you put those different things into different little slots for it. And, you know, they could use, like, the carrot sticks as a dipper. You want to make it fun and colorful. And if we do that and get them involved, then they won't throw it away. Because if you check with the schools, they'll tell you that most of the fruits and vegetables and things like that are thrown in the garbage. So you want to get them involved in the planning process. So here's some examples of lunch. Hummus, chopped vegetables, rolled nitrate-free cold cuts, and almond thin crackers or pita chips, you know, so they could scoop it up and enjoy it. You could make your own pizza with pita bread, tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese, spinach, turkey pepperoni, to stay away from the regular, with a side of fruit. Yogurt is another good one. Greek yogurt with rolled oats in it, a low-sugar granola, fresh fruits, and chopped nuts. These things the kids will eat, especially if you help them make it, or you let them help you make it. Sliced apples, peanut or almond butter, hard-boiled eggs, 1 to 2 ounces of cheese, and a mini English muffin or bagel. And I have more. I don't know how many you want me to go over, you know, and drive you crazy.
No, you're fine. I was getting ready to ask, how affordable are some of these options? I know for me, I grew up in sort of a low-income house, so we can afford a lot of some of the options that you even named. So I just wanted to ask how affordable.
Well, that's the great part about it is, because of what we're eating, instead of making you know, the old style foods like peanut butter and jelly. I mean, they're really not any more expensive. Vegetables aren't cheap. I mean, vegetables aren't real expensive. Eggs aren't real expensive. Deli meat isn't real expensive. It might be a little bit more to get nitrate free. Hummus is definitely not expensive. Sliced apples or none of that, nothing that I gave you is expensive, so you're not talking about raising their budget. And whatever you raise their budget, you'll offset it by giving them water instead of you know, a juice, which is all sugary, and a juice is much more expensive. Those little sippy things, you know, cup, those are like a dollar plus each, and the water is way cheaper. A whole quart of it ends up costing about a dollar because it's, you know, a concentrate, and you're making it and you're diluting it. So it's really close to the same ballpark as regular junk food. You know, they give them chips and stuff like that. Those aren't cheap.
Right.
So giving them this stuff, you know, it might cost an extra dime. It might be an extra dollar or two a week, tops, for all healthy lunches. But that's a small price to pay. It's way cheaper than a doctor visit. And that's the real question. Do you want to spend the money on food and water, or do you want to spend the money on the doctor? Because that's what it comes out to. There's research that shows, and this is really older, but with adults, but people who eat like this and have basically an all-natural, healthy diet versus those who don't, they spend over 20 years $200,000+ more on medical and pharmaceuticals.
Oh, wow.
Than a person who doesn't do it.
Wow.
Now that's for adults, but it starts, everything starts when you're a child, and if we get them used to it when they're kids, it's a massive difference. You have to make them like it, you have to make them part of it, you have to make it colorful, and if you do all that, and you keep balance in mind, you know, between the what I went over already, a protein, fruits and vegetables, healthy fats. You have it. You have the fiber covered with the vegetables and fruits. You have every thing covered that they need, and the water makes up for the difference. Because think of it, we don't teach nutrition in school. We teach them.
I was about to ask why is it? Why do you think this is? I was going to say the same point, but even for me growing up in school, none of this was taught. So a lot of this stuff.
None of it's taught. In health education, they teach basically sex education, which I'm not saying isn't important, but if we don't teach them nutrition and make them healthy, they're going to be too fat to chase anybody to worry about sex education. I know you can't write that in your paper, but you know what I mean.
Right.
And then if they are fat, which we know obesity is an epidemic in the country, they're made fun of. It brings on other diseases like diabetes type 2, heart disease, etc. Even cancer is much more prevalent in people who have sugar. So if we could make them healthy when they're young and make them understand it, and do that at an early age, and teach the sex education, which I'm not against, but I don't think they really need that until at least they're close to teenagers.
Right.
You know, we're so politically correct that we miss the important things. So, and I'll give you an example. In New York, I'm pretty sure it's in first grade, and again, you might not want to write this because I don't know the political nature of your audience, but in first grade, they have to read the book Mommy and Her Special Friend. There's nothing wrong with that. I understand it. But it's first grade. All the kids care about in first grade about Mommy and a special friend is, do I get 2 Christmas presents? You know, they're too young. I think it's more important that they know an apple is healthier than a cupcake, and we don't teach them that unless you take a special class in either junior high school or high school is when you first even have the option to take a nutrition class, and that's a shame. And the other thing is they stop mandatory gym classes. I'm older, but I had gym 5 times a week. Everybody did. In grade school, what you call middle school, we call junior high school, and high school, we had gym every single day. It was mandatory. Now, gym is an option, and they really don't have it. And the play and the camaraderie is socially good, and the physical activity is very good, because what happens with our children is unless they're in organized sports, they don't do any type of physical activity, and then they run home and they play on all their electronic games. So they're sedentary, which adds to all the problems. They're not burning up the calories, they're not moving the toxins around, because the lymphatic system doesn't work based on the heart beating, it works on us moving around, so it causes more problems.
That's a good point. I wanted to ask about a lot of times, speaking of like lower income areas, they within having a, I guess, a poor nutrition system within their school, do you think there's a direct correlation between that and like poor test scores from the students?
Yes. If they don't eat properly, they get spikes and then valleys, you know, from sugar and the insulin going up and down. So they get hyper and then they get tired. And that affects test scores and also after school activities. If they're not properly hydrated, like I talked about at the beginning, and they're not properly nourished, it definitely affects test scores. And here's the problem and the reason the schools are fighting it. The schools tried, I think it was Michelle Obama actually, who tried to get healthier foods in the schools. And a lot of schools asked for exemptions, and now I don't think it's the law anymore. I'm not sure. But what happened is, they didn't make the food good, and they didn't teach the kids why it's good. So no matter what options they had, they chose the French fries over coleslaw, even though one's healthy and one's the other. So they were throwing out a huge amount of food. And that's because we didn't teach them and we don't motivate them. I don't believe that we should use food as motivation. But if we're going to do it, I would use, okay, you did good today, you get an apple. And we don't do that. You did good today, so you have this special prize of a cupcake. And think of it, anytime food is used as a reward, it's always something that's not healthy for you.
Right.
They'll never give you an apple. Now, some kid drinks water every day, and except for everybody looking at him, and he's watching everybody drink this all sugar juicy juice, you know, he feels bad, they should do something. Say, hey, Jimmy gets a star today because he had water every day this week. Let's all give Jimmy a hand. They don't do anything like that. You only have to do that once, and guess what? Everybody would start drinking water the next day. Because Jimmy got a gold star. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm saying.
And we don't do that.
You pretty much touched on all the questions that I was about to ask. I guess to wrap it up, where can people find out more? You mentioned the website.
Okay. First of all, if they want to find out more on the water, they could go to Opt, O-P-T, Harmony, HARMONY.com. If they want to find out more on the, and they have a lot of my articles on there, but if they want to find out more on my food and things like that, they could go to DR for Doctor, Delta Romeo, Keith Cantor, KEITHKANTOR.com. And now give me your email, and I'll send you this WAV file in like 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. My personal email, or actually, Jay, do you have a pen?
Yep.
Okay. Jay, that's lowercase J, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M.
G-R-A-H-A-M. J Graham.
Yes, the number 9.
Okay.
At memphis.edu.
At Memphis. .edu. So that's J for Jeremiah Graham 9 at memphis.edu.
Yes.
Okay, I have to do some things on my computer, but I'll send it to you in the next 10 minutes or so. And if you have any other questions, feel free to call me back.
Okay, thank you so much for taking time.
Oh, no problem at all. Thanks.
You have a great day.
You too.